Do you think that Watergate was an error in judgment again, or evidence of pervasive corruption throughout the White House?
What I think is really irrelevant to that. My job was to find out what he thought, and that's what I attempted to do, and I think succeeded to do in the not all of the 38 hours was devoted to Watergate, of course. I was there in a very peripheral role. I don't think there was pervasive corruption in the Nixon White House. I think there were a number of bad judgments made.
Speaking of that, let's go to the videotape and see one more clip of the interview, which we'll see tomorrow.
The afternoon after the cabinet meeting, I had Haig and Ziegler come over, and I said, well, the things are moving very fast now. I think that we should do it on Thursday. And I then proceeded to give several suggestions with regard to the content of the resignation speech, passed them on to Ray Price. Things were moving very fast.
This was on the Tuesday afternoon.
This was the Tuesday afternoon. And I said to General Haig that I would resign, but it would be with dignity and with no rancor. And he said, you will be as worthy, your exit, he said, will be as worthy as your opponents are unworthy. And then I thought a minute, and I said, well, Al, I really screwed it up, didn't I? He didn't have to answer.
Did he go on to say how he screwed up?
At length.
Can you give us a little?
Watch tomorrow night and on Sunday.
In the Times today, reporter John Herber says it's the interview format with a friend replacing the usual journalist that raises questions. I'm sure you've read it. That Mr. Gannon gave the misleading appearance of being an objective searcher of the truth, meaning that in terms of criticism. How would you answer?
Well, I disagree. I started out as intending to be a teacher, a political scientist, and found myself a glut on a very small job market, and so sort of edged into politics that way. I went to the White House as a White House fellow. It happened to be in the Nixon administration because that was when I applied for the program. Program that had been set up by President Kennedy and enacted by President Johnson, which isn't to say that I wasn't a supporter of Nixon in a number of the things he did, particularly in foreign and domestic policy. I've described myself as a loyalist, but not a blind loyalist, and I think I bring to this project, to these interviews, and I think the proof is in the viewing, and in the 38 hours, and in the 90 minutes. I brought an objectivity, I tried to bring, and I think I succeeded in bringing the objectivity of a historian and political scientist, and to a project like this, which wasn't a journalistic project. In the Herber's review, for example, he makes that point. And he's right about that. It was a video biography and not a journalistic exercise.
Let's look at one final clip of tomorrow's interview.
Goodbye. Can you hear the applause?
I closed my eyes. I was pretty tired then. Been up all night thinking, so forth. As the helicopter began to rise, I heard Mrs. Nixon, who was sitting in the seat next to us, speaking to no one in particular, but to everyone. And she said, it's so sad. It's so sad.
You remember that moment, too,
vividly.
It is sad, so sad. Frank Gannon, thanks very much. We'll be watching tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, on the American Parade, 7 o'clock Central Time. Thanks for joining.